For own close of day two at the Oval, England 385 for seven. That's 237 ahead. Just give us your take on things.
Well, that's a very, very useful lead, you know. And every run that England are scoring is like a dart in the Indians' chest, because, you know, this lead is far too much. And still England got wickets in hand, so they could easily finish up a 350, you know, lead or something like that. And I don't think the future is very bright for India. India are not very good at saving the game. You know, there are still 3 days left in the match. And although there was a bit of a fight back, you feel sorry for the Indians in a way, the young team. But they've played without any heart, without any skill. And I'm just so disappointed the way the lads have fared. You know, and I blame the batting coach, Tim Fletcher. Surely he could show them a better technique of playing in England. You know, Virat Kohli and all these guys are great players back home. But unfortunately, they've not been very well here. But this lead is increasing all the time. In the last test match, India had everything to play for, to try and salvage some pride. They bowled very well today, fielded, you know, ordinarily. Some catches dropped. Dhoni wasn't his usual self behind the stumps. And I'm afraid this lead is a bit too much for India. You know, I don't see a very bright future for India tomorrow.
Yes, I was going to sort of...
If England bat before lunch, even till lunchtime, you know, they'll get a lead of about 300 plus. And India have got to get those runs just to avoid the follow-on, or just to avoid making England bat again, sorry. And that's going to be a difficult task. So India could either lose by an innings, or if the bat very well, you know, they'll lose miserably, unless it rains for the next 3 days, I'm afraid.
Yeah, and unfortunately, that's not very likely.
No.
I was going to sort of ask you to pick out maybe a few things that went well. You mentioned some of the bowling there. Anything else that you thought, well, actually, that was quite positive?
Yeah. There was not a lot of positive to talk about, unfortunately. There was a bit of a fight back from the players. Ishan Sharma bowled very well. You know, India really missed him in the last two test matches. And again, some of the wrong team selections. They didn't bowl Ashwin till last over before lunch. Ashwin is the main bowler, and I think he should be bowling a lot more. But the second new bowler has been taken and all that. So it's disappointing. I'm very disappointed the way India performed, because I was expecting them to put up a far better show and show England what Indian cricket is all about. But unfortunately, it just hasn't materialized.